This show furnished by Abir Cohen, Trazon, and Salo.
You're listening to the Axe Law Hour on 790 KABC. The attorneys from Axe Law are here to help you restore your property, your pocketbook, and your sanity. Don't delay. Act now at 800-222-5222.
Good afternoon, Los Angeles. This is Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome to the Axe Law Hour, heard every Saturday at noon, providing you with solid information from our good friends at Abir, Cohen, Trazon, and Salo, the Axe Law Firm. That's A-C-T-S Law. Find them at axelaw.com. Knowledge is power, and power is knowledge. The Axe Law Hour wants to empower you today. And now, here is our host and managing partner of the Axe Law Firm, Danny Abir, along with me, Lorraine Love. And really quick, I just want to say happy Veterans Day to all of the veterans out there. Thank you so much for your service. They really are our true heroes.
Good morning. Happy Veterans Day to all our servicemen, active servicemen and veterans. And thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for your service. And we truly do appreciate it. Also, welcome to my good friend and business partner, Alex Cohen. Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you, Lorraine.
Glad to have you back again.
Thank you so much. And thank you to our beautiful audience at 790 AM. We appreciate you tuning in and listening to the Axe Law Hour. If you have any questions that you would like to ask during the hour, please don't be shy. Call. We can talk about the various issues that come up in property damage insurance and insurance bad faith.
Yes, the number to call is 1-800-222-5222.
That's actually a very good point to call, because one of the things that Alex is famous for in the office is the slogan that we're trying to hashtag now.
Oh,
go see Alex.
Oh, go see Alex. Okay.
I'm actually thinking of doing a personalized license plate.
I think that's a great idea.
G-O-C, the letter C, which stands for his last name, to G-O-C Alex.
Well, it used to be go see Cal, go see Cal, go see Cal.
It's changed. It's now go see Alex. It's funny because all the a lot of the clients that call me up, they've either been referred by somebody or heard of my name from somebody.
Right.
And they always said, yeah, your client said, what's the matter? You had some property damage loss at your house? Go see Alex. So they all said, go see Alex. And so now everybody at the office teases me about that.
We now have a new hashtag. Go see Alex. Yeah. I like it.
It's good.
It's good.
Let's make everybody start hashtagging go see Alex. Let's see how that goes. Like every week, one of the things that we want to talk about or start the show with is the current events and what's going on. And like we were talking about before the show started, Lorraine, it's really hard not to talk about the sexual assault allegations and everything that's going on.
Yeah.
We have a legal show, and we have an amazing guest in Alex to talk about insurance claims. But at the same time, I can't see us be a legal show and not talk about what's going on.
I agree.
With everything that's in
the news. It's getting crazy. We talked about this last week, the week before. It's getting crazier and more people. It's like Pandora's box. All these people are just coming out of the woodwork. We kind of talked about it. We knew it was going to get more and more and more.
Right.
But I mean, even as of, you know, Louis C.K. came out and apologized, at least he admitted what he did.
Correct.
Yeah.
He took
Jeremy Piven.
There's three ladies
with
a third
lady that came forward.
Mm-hmm.
The senatorial candidate from Alabama, Judge Moore.
Gosh.
And that's allegations of pedophilia. It's interesting because he actually says that he doesn't deny the claim that he had dated teenagers when he was in his 30s, but he's saying he's denying what the woman is alleging when she was 14. It's just that it's amazing.
I heard something else. Maybe we listen to different stations. My understanding was he doesn't even know, unless that has changed, that he doesn't even know the person.
No. He came forward and said that is not. He is denying that allegation.
Okay, so now he knows the woman, but
no, he says he's denying the allegation. That could have never happened.
Right. Okay.
He was never with a 14-year-old.
All right.
It's not about whether he knew the woman or not. He's just denying the allegation.
Okay. All right.
But aside from that, but he's not denying the fact that he
did it.
He would have been with teenagers when he was in his 30s. But it's not a question of the. This is not a political conversation. This is really about right and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, pedophilia, being with a child. We talked about sex abuse when Doug Roshan was here, but it's just wrong. And it doesn't matter who did it. It doesn't matter how you – and there are people, because of the political part of it, they're trying to spin it in a way, well, it happened 40 years ago, or if it happened, they're using religion as part of it to bring it in and saying in Christianity, Joseph and Mary was in her teens, but Mary
was – You
know,
I'm a mother of an 18-year-old. My daughter just turned 18. And I don't care how you try to spin it. Wrong is wrong.
Right.
And doing that to a child is beyond wrong. And they can try to spin it any way they want. They can try to do however many years it's been. It's wrong. It's just wrong flat out.
And this is the thing. If you're in your 30s and you're with a child.
What are you doing with a 14-year-old?
Yeah, no, it's just, it's something people say, well, I even read an article about a congressman who said, he may have grown out of it. You don't grow out of something like that. That's not something that
pedophilia you don't really grow out of.
Because they're a victim of, they're potentially a victim of it themselves.
Right. And okay, Kevin Spacey now is thinking about going into,
rehab.
A sex rehab, right? Yeah. So you two being two very well-known amazing attorneys, I'm thinking he's kind of doing that because he's like setting the groundwork, right? Because he knows he's going to be sued. So now if he goes into some sort of a sex therapy, now he's getting his defense ready, right? Now he's a sex addict. So maybe that has something to do with
that. That defense would be
post remediation.
Aside from that, I mean, the criminal aspect and basically civil aspect are two different things. If somebody sues him and says you did this thing from a civil point of view, that's not going to be a defense. The fact that I was an addict is not going to.
The fact that he went and rehabilitated himself is not a defense. Okay. See, I'm good now. No, that's not the way that works. That's not a defense.
I think that. Basically, rehab, the concept of rehab is to try to cleanse the image.
Right.
And say, listen, I went to rehab and I, the same thing Harvey Weinstein did.
Yeah.
He went to a rehab in Switzerland or something like that. And, I need help. Mm-hmm. And people tend to look at people who are addicts, with more empathy and pity. And I think by doing that, they kind of cleanse the image or make the image look softer than somebody who's an aggressor.
Well, it also might be an opportunity for him to come out and say, I've reinvented myself. I didn't know I had a problem. And
correct.
I have addressed it, and now I'm good.
Hire me back.
I'm good now.
I went to rehab.
I understood my what I did. What I did was wrong, but I didn't know. And now I'm rehabbed, and he's going to come back, and people are going to have a short-term memory of this.
Yeah.
Sorry to, paint such a bleak picture, but
it's true. Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to happen, and people are going to forget.
Right.
Okay, and soon he's going to be back producing movies again, and it'll happen again.
Right.
God forbid, but I'm saying it's potentially it could happen again.
Yeah. It's funny how short our memory span is with things.
True.
We talked about the gun violence in Las Vegas.
Right.
And how at the time they said we cannot politicize this, and this is not the time to talk about politics. We have to pray. And then, 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, Texas happened, and the shooting in Texas and the church. And now it's again, let's not politicize this. Let's not talk about lives being lost. And it's the same thing. People tend to. Three weeks later, they'll forget it happened. Nobody will talk about it anymore. And the same thing is here. And it's just people, I mean, sexual assault, and people who commit them are, in my opinion, scum of the earth. So since we're going to be talking about sewers, I thought it's a good segue.
Wow, that's a great transition.
How do you like that transition?
I love that, Danny.
From sewer and sewage to...
Oh, God.
Let's discuss sewage overspills in properties. All right. It's one of my defense mechanisms when I talk about things that are uncomfortable for me.
I know. It is very uncomfortable.
It's comedy or at least some sense of humor. So try to put a humoristic spin to it, and let's talk about insurance topic near and dear to Alex Cohen's heart.
Yes. Well, you're listening to the ACTS Law Hour. That's A-C-T-S Law. If you have any questions, go ahead and give us a call. We've got some advice for you. 800-222-5222. Give us a call if you have any questions. And now we're talking about this case with sewage.
So let's give a roadmap as to what the show is going to be, because we have a commercials coming up. So let's what we're going to talk about in this segment, in this hour, basically, is going to be pitfalls that homeowners should be aware of, different things that different ways that insurance companies use, different methods that they use to deny claims and reasons they deny claims, and things that we should know as homeowners and insurance, when we have our home or when we have a commercial property that gets hit with some sort of damage, whether it's vandalism, water spill or something like that, and what we should do to make sure that we are covered and prevent any kind of a denial, when it comes to the insurance company. And as Lorraine said, and Alex and Lorraine said, you can call and ask your questions. It's something that happens to almost everybody. And it's always good to have someone who's an expert who can talk about it. So we'll be talking about that in the next segment.
Okay, perfect. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will continue our conversation about insurance claims and bad faith with our guest, Alex Cohen. And like Danny said, call us at 800-222-5222 if you have any questions. You're listening to the ACTS Law Hour with Danny Abir and me, Lorraine Love, on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. Scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if we call bicycles bikes and tricycles trikes, shouldn't we call motorcycles mics? Maybe a bunch of guys named Mike teamed up and put a stop to it.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense. Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. Scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if we call bicycles bikes and tricycles trikes, shouldn't we call motorcycles mics? Maybe a bunch of guys named Mike teamed up and put a stop to it.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
Has rain, wind, fire, or floods damaged your property? The attorneys from ACTS Law are here to help you act now at 800-222-5222.
This is Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome back to the ACTS Law Hour. Heard every Saturday at noon, providing you with solid information from our good friends at ACTS Law Firm. That's A-C-T-S. T.S. Law. Find him at axlaw.com. And if you have any questions or you're looking for advice, give us a call, 800-222-5222. I'm Lorraine Love, along with Danny Abir and our guest lawyer for the day, Alex Cohen. So we were talking a little bit about the sewage in Hollywood with all of that. Okay. And now we're going to talk about sewage and claims that we have.
Oh, God. You guys know how to pick nasty topics. Fine. We'll go with sewage.
Okay. So do we want to start off? We do have a couple callers. Do we want to start off with a caller?
Why don't we do that?
Okay. Okay. On line two. Hello? Adam?
Yes.
Hi. This is Adam in Orange. You are on Axe Law Hour. What's your question, Adam?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So I have an investment condo, and the a pipe broke inside the walls of the condo, which is covered by the HOA. But it caused a lot of damage outside the walls. So I'm curious about the HOA is saying they'll fix the pipe and they'll fix the walls, but they're not saying they'll fix everything else that was damaged by that leak and the water that came out. So I'm curious what your opinion is on that, if I can... You know, if I would be able to take them to court, or would I be able to do in that situation?
Excellent question. Excellent. So for condo owners, there's two different types of insurances. One, like he said, like Adam said, the HOA, which is the Homeowners Association, maintains its own insurance for property damage.
So they have their own policy.
They do have their own policy that covers the common areas of the association.
Okay. Is that outside as well, or what do they consider?
No, common areas could also be inside, like anything behind the wall cavities and between floors are considered common areas.
Okay.
I mean, that's just another example. There's there's lots of different common areas within an association. It also depends on how the CCNRs define it.
Okay.
But in this particular situation, a pipe broke within the parameters of the HOA. Okay, so this is outside of his own condominium.
Mm-hmm.
So it damaged certain walls, he said, and also along with other things. Let's say paint, could have been floors and stuff. So condo owners, if they have their own insurance on the their condo for that, you know, that covers damages to their own dwelling, then, again, based on the definition of how things are identified under the insurance section of the CCNRs of the HOA, it'll define what their insurance will cover, for that reason, condo owners have their own insurance policy in place, and they have to report it to their own carrier, which will cover the other items that are supposed to be covered under their own policy.
Okay, I get it. Right.
Makes it a lot easier to go after your own insurance company and get the damages fixed. They'll pay for the pack out, pay for the additional living expenses you incur, and it all depends on what type of policy you've purchased over there as well.
Okay,
so most condo owners, they don't, unfortunately, adequately insure their units. It's low. I've seen condo policies that say $10,000, thinking, you know, that the HOA is going to cover the loss, and it's not necessarily true. So, condo owners, you have to be talking to your insurance brokers and agents, and make sure that the replacement cost of your condominium is adequately protected. Not like a low limit, $10,000, $20,000. If that condo catches on fire, it's probably going to cost $100,000 just to repair it.
Right. Now, Adam, what kind of policy did you have?
We don't have a policy on our condo.
So if they don't have a policy, so now, if they don't have a policy in place on their own condominium and the homeowners association is potentially responsible, Adam will have to file a lawsuit against the HOA if they're denying payment. And file an action for negligence. So he has to establish negligence, duty breach causation damages. You got to prove those elements against the third party in order to secure their rights if the HOA is actually proven to be responsible.
Okay, interesting. All right. Did you want to say something, Danny? Okay. So, Adam, why don't you stay on the line? We've got Dino here, and he will give you the phone number to the Axe Law Firm. And you can get that phone number, and you can call and talk to, or you can go see Alex.
Yeah, hashtag go see
Alex. Hashtag go see Alex, and he can help you out. Does that sound good?
Thanks, guys. I appreciate your
thank you so
wisdom.
Much. Thank you so much. Thanks
for
listening.
Thank you for your call, Adam. Have a great weekend.
Okay, we've got, Morris hung up. Morris from LA was on the line, but he hung up. So he was a little gun shy, probably.
That's all right.
So, so that's really interesting. I didn't realize that automatically the condo doesn't cover everything if you have a condo.
No, it doesn't. And ironically, I had a friend who wanted me to review her policy, and I took a look at her condo policy, and it was like I said, a $10,000 policy in the event of damages. And I told her, I said, this policy is not worth the paper it's written on. You got to up your limits. This is very low.
Right.
So she took the advice. She went and upped her limits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, to what it should be, and the insurance company actually upped the limits to about $180,000.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so she has to pay the difference in premiums. And then she called me up. She goes, you won't believe what happened. So what happened?
Oh, no.
We had a major pipe burst from upstairs, and it was a washing machine line, okay, which is a drain line.
Right.
Okay, a drain line that carries with it lots of bacteria.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, carries with it because you don't know what you're putting in your laundry.
Right.
That's dirty water. Mm-hmm. That's not fresh water. So that's considered a category 3 water. The cleanup of it is, considerably different. Hygienists have to get involved.
Oh, wow.
Protocols have to be identified and written on how to do the cleanup. People that are authorized to know how to do these particular cleanups have to be there. It's an environmental mess. And, so it was fortuitous that someone called me up and I said, up your limits. And they did. And
thank goodness.
See,
go see Alex. There we go. There's that hashtag again.
I'm telling you, before you know it, I'm going to start tweeting it.
It's going to trend. It's going to be trending. Go see Alex.
And for Christmas, what I'm going to get him as a present is a personalized license plate. So
see
Alex.
What a friend.
That's my buddy.
Okay. So Morris is back. We've got Morris on the line. Hello, Morris.
Yeah. Hi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You're on with the Axe Law Hour. What's your question, Morris?
Yes. I had a situation in June of 2015 where I had the California State Police issue me a suspension notice on my license. And they served me with a notice, and then I retained a law firm. And the very day that I retained a law firm, the suspension was lifted. It actually lifted 2 days later, and which the state of California was incorrect on the suspension. And so the law firm took it on, and I asked the lawyer, how far are we going with the case? He said, all the way. And so at any rate, he filed a claim with the state, and the claim was denied. Claim was denied, talked to counsel. He says he's going to do something different, and I haven't heard from him. And the reason why I'm bringing that up is that I had an opportunity to take the state of California to a small claims court. Because you have 180 days after you file the claim to go ahead and go to litigation against the state from the incident.
Correct.
And I never heard from the lawyer. And they basically walked. Paid them a lot of money just to file the paperwork to go for the claim notice with the state. And I denied me the right to go to small claims court. So I'd like to take the lawyer now to small claims court for deceitful business misrepresentation. I don't know if I have a case.
Okay, so how much money is involved here?
Well, the maximum you can sue in state in small claims court is $10,000.
Right. No, but what I'm saying is, how much did you pay?
I paid the lawyer $5,000.
$5,000. So the maximum claim that you would have here is if your state claim was below $10,000, and your claim against their attorney would be for the cost that you would have gotten back is $15,000 there. So what I would say is, for an amount like that, I don't think it's, first of all, when did you find out that he did not file this, the government claim?
Oh, he did file the claim. The claim was denied, and the state of California was incorrect. 2 days after the day that I was suspended on my license, they actually issued the license back.
Okay.
They were incorrect with what they did. They made a mistake or bad judgment. Instead of calling me on the phone to discuss it, which they could have,
mm-hmm.
They chose to issue me a suspension notice.
So why don't you do this? We have to cut to commercials. Hang on, and I'll give you an answer when we come back.
Okay, thanks so much, Morris, for calling in. We do need to take a quick break. When we come back, we will continue our conversation on insurance claims, bad faith, and sewage. I want to know about this sewage.
Oh, I'll tell you about it.
Alec, okay.
We started with sewage. We're going to end with sewage.
Exactly, with our special guest, of course, Alex Cohen. Call us, 800-222-5222, if you have any questions. You're listening to the Axe Law Hour with Danny Abir and me, Lorraine Love. Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News Update. I'm Gary Garrison. Officials at Disneyland have shut down two cooling towers that were found to have high levels of Legionella bacteria, which causes Legionnaires' disease. A 21-year-old man has been charged with vehicular manslaughter after he crashed his vehicle in front of a taco stand in Boyle Heights last night, killing an 11-year-old girl. And UCLA will play its Armed Forces Appreciation Game tonight, with all active members of the U.S. Armed Forces able to receive one free ticket by showing military ID at the Rose Bowl ticket office. KABC SoCal weather, partly cloudy skies, highs in the mid-60s to mid-70s. More news coming up and continuous coverage at KABC.com. I'm Gary Garrison, Talk Radio 790 KABC News.
Are you a property owner dealing with damage to your home or business and getting the runaround from your insurance company? Is the insurance company's assessment of the damage and payment on the claim ridiculous? Wondering if you have any recourse? The attorneys at Abir, Cohen, Trezon, and Salo are ready to help. If you have questions about property claims, civil rights, personal injury, or need legal counsel, call the ACTS Law Firm. 833-ACTS-LAW. 833-ACTS-LAW. Or go to axlaw.com. That's ACTSlaw.com.
The construction industry shares so many elements of military life: working outdoors, teamwork, organization, discipline. It actually tends to be a natural transition for a lot of our veterans. Well, this weekend, in honor of Veterans Day, we're talking to an organization that connects men and women from the armed forces with promising building and construction careers. Find out more with me, Lou Manfredini, this Saturday morning live on House Smarts Radio from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
The season of gratitude is upon us. Hey, it's Leanne Tweeden. Thanksgiving means spending time with family and friends. Whether the gathering is at your house or not, don't let that water heater make a turkey out of you. Call the pros at SoCal Plumbers 911. They work around your schedule. SoCal Plumbers 911 are available 24/7. Yep, even on holidays. So if your pipes get stuffed, they're the ones to trust. Save $50 with their KABC special. Dial 877-PLUMBER or go to SoCalPlumbers911.com.
We all have issues, so let's start talking.
In Your Right Mind is a new weekly behavioral health show that focuses on issues that pertain to just about everyone.
Join me, Dr. Tanmoy Sharma, and my co-host, Christina Kusner, as we highlight topics that get people talking.
In Your Right Mind is every Sunday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Has your home or business suffered a loss getting the runaround from the insurance company? Take action. Call the attorneys from Axe Law now at 800-222-5222.
This is Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome back to the Axe Law Hour. Heard every Saturday at noon, providing you with solid information from our good friends at Axe Law Firm. That's A-C-T-S Law. Find them at axlaw.com. And if you have any questions or you're looking for any advice, give us a call right now at 800-222-5222. I'm Lorraine Love, along with our host, Danny Abir. And we've also got our hashtag new guy here. Go see Alec. Alec Cohen is with us today. And
she's still sticking to the Hollywood sewage thing.
You see that?
It's just stuck in her head.
It's stuck in my head. But I think we wanted to go back to Morris from LA. He had a question before we went on the break, and so I think you were going to answer his question.
Yeah.
Yes. Morris, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so this is my answer for you. First of all, with regard to legal malpractice, the one thing you need to be aware of is legal malpractice has a 1-year statute of limitations. Okay? So without going into details of your case to see whether the 1 year has been blown or not, let's go back to the case itself. In a legal malpractice case, what's really important is the underlying case. So if the underlying case is one that you would have won, is that's the only time you would have a case against your attorney. In this case, because it's a 15, basically you're looking at a $15,000 claim at best, I would suggest that if you're going to file a claim against that attorney, just like you did against the city in small claims court, I would bring it in small claims court because I can't imagine attorneys would take on a case right now at $15,000 because it's just so expensive to take a case to trial. So I would file a claim assuming that you are still within statute, meaning from the point that you found out that there was a malpractice, there is not more than a year has passed by, then you can file a claim in small claims court to go after it.
Yeah, well, number one, this happened 2015. It's 2017 now, and we did sign a no-refund contract, but I'm not suing him for the money back for the contract because there's no refund. I'm suing him for the fact that he didn't go all the way as we agreed to. Because had I known all...
That would be a breach of contract. That would not be a legal malpractice case.
Correct.
Okay. So if I assume that for a breach of contract, then...
Yeah, yes. And I would do it in small claims court just because the amount is so small.
Oh, I know that. That's what I planned because the maximum is 10,000 small claims court.
Correct.
Okay, I know that. I had he gone ahead with the state, I probably and got a mediation. We probably would have settled the matter, but he didn't do that. Because years ago, I had a problem with the city of Los Angeles with a police officer, and filed a claim with the against the city, and they denied it. Went to a small claims court and went ahead, and they got a judgment against the city of Los Angeles and the LAPD, and the city attorney appealed it twice and he lost.
Oh, wow.
They had to pay out. Oh, yeah. They had to pay out. There was a small amount that appealed it on what a Mary Queen Motor officer did. They were incorrect. They were wrong. And anybody else, basically, when someone impounds your vehicle, it's auto theft. To the policeman, they do something, it's a mistake.
Oh, wow.
And that's what happened here. And so I took on a city attorney, and they eventually paid the claim.
Fantastic.
They appealed it twice, and they lost.
Oh, good for
and,
you. Wow. Well,
yeah, so I feel I have a chance with the state, basically, in a nutshell, what happened here.
No, Morris, we have to talk about insurance right now. So,
let me let you go.
We're going to go back to insurance. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much, Morris.
I'm glad I was able to answer your question. Let's go on to Alex.
Yes, I want to hear about the sewage.
You still have some... Go see.
We're no gonna problem. Hashtag go see no. Alex.
I've never seen somebody so excited about sewage.
No, well, you started talking about it. You got me interested.
She's getting it all mixed up. It's go see Alex about insurance, not go see Alex about sewage.
Yes.
I mean, she's going into this thing. All right, Alex, let's talk about sewage.
Let's talk about sewage.
We're talking about sewage.
Let's talk about.
So I had an interesting client come by the other week, and I was interviewing her, getting the timeline of how things happened to her.
Mm-hmm.
So she explains that she left the house in the morning, mm-hmm. set the alarm, came back at night, walked into her house, and as she's approaching towards her master bedroom, she feels like she's walking on something squishy.
Oh, no.
Sounds of water, something squishy, turns on the lights, and then what she notices is sewage water all over her master bedroom floors, beautiful carpets. And she follows this to figure out, you know, what's going on.
Right.
Apparently, there was apparently some form of a backup and overflow of sewage. So all her toilets in every bathroom is overflowing.
Oh, no.
Okay, can you imagine
house
is like
now? And what are her duties at that point? Like, what should she do?
All right, so what would you do?
Oh, my.
What would you do?
I would.
So this is, you know, you walk home, you're alone, it's
right.
night. Okay, you just turned on the lights, uh-huh. and you notice this.
I'd probably call my brother-in-law and ask
yeah, you'd
him.
Probably call somebody.
Yeah, I'd call someone who cares. No, I mean, you'd have to call somebody and say, what do you do? Do you turn off
the... Who do you even call?
I'd call my brother-in-law and hope that he would know.
Like
and
your
then,
lifeline.
Yeah, my lifeline.
Yeah.
And then you know, I would hope maybe to turn off a valve or to turn off the water.
Well,
I'd ask
that would be very smart thinking, and that's exactly what this woman did.
Okay.
Is she, instead of going to panic mode, okay, or, you know, she just went immediately into action. And the first thing she thought of is like, is there a valve on this toilet? And if there is, let me turn it off. And does it work?
Right.
Okay. So she did it and it presumably it stopped something.
Okay.
Okay. So now she's running to all the other toilets and now she's noticing like all her sink is backing up with black water, tub, shower, laundry, you name it. Everything is backing up. Okay.
And is this like, from her turning off the valve or it was already
way?
No,
this is what's happening. She turned off only one valve.
So now she's got to go turn off all of them.
So she started doing that and then it like, then she figured, I better turn off the
main water,
the main valve, the main shutoff valve to the house.
Okay.
And you got to know where that is. So homeowners,
know
where your shutoff valves are.
Okay.
That's critical.
That's good.
Because when there is running water, best thing to do is go shut off the valve from the main.
Mm-hmm.
Know where that is. I would actually label it so that
anybody could find it.
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
So she shut that off. Mm-hmm. So look what she's doing. She's basically, right now, she's mitigating her damages.
Right.
That's one of the duties under the insurance policy that the insurance companies, in writing, in their policy, have stated that.
Okay.
Duty to mitigate damages to prevent further damage.
Right.
It's understandable.
Okay. So did she find it?
So she found the main, turned it off.
Okay, good.
And then she's like, oh my God, you know, there's all this dirty water. What is she going to do? So she started taking out all her towels.
That's what I would do. Start sopping it up.
Sopping it up. All the towels. All the sheets.
Everything you can find.
Everything
paper towels, regular towels,
everything that soaks up this kind of water.
Right.
And she cleaned it up herself. By the way, I would never do that. I would have called a professional.
Yeah.
Okay. So soaked all that up, put it into the corner, and put it into the garbage. This is not like you're not going to be able to reuse
it. Oh, so she didn't just leave it. She just, okay.
No, she cleaned it up.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I would have just laid
it
all
up.
Down. Okay.
So this is all that's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Floors are damaged, obviously. They're all wet. Walls are wet. Baseboards are wet. You name it, right? So then she apparently calls an attorney who refers that case over to us. And, we take a look at this and, you know, we immediately launch our own investigation.
Right.
I want to know what happened.
Right.
Do you have any photos? No. Okay. So she didn't take any photos. Look, it's not mandatory under an insurance policy to take photos. Insurance companies routinely ask you this. If you take photos, it's like, well, you had time to take photos. What were you doing?
Right.
You know, taking photos.
It's like a catch 22.
You're damned if you do and damned if you don't.
Exactly.
You know, you can't do that. I always say document it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be shy. When you see something like this going on, document it. No one's going to fault you. Because the chances are that you'll have some critical pictures that are going to be essential, like the evidence that was there that is no longer there, black water sewage. She cleaned it up.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now how do you forensically, you have to figure this out.
Right, because she threw everything away.
Everything is gone, sheets. Anything you can imagine.
Oh, wow.
And in fact, she had called a plumber.
Mm-hmm.
She also called a plumber. Plumber came and said, this is not my job. You have to call a sewage company. So there are sewage companies out there that specifically deal with this type of pipe burst. Because they have to do a lot of excavation. All these are sewage pipes are underground.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so they have to, like, excavate her.
That's all contaminated.
It's contaminated. It still has to be clean. You still need an environmentalist. We're not even done yet. We're just right now repairing the pipes to prevent it from happening anymore.
Wow.
Okay, so imagine this. The water is shut off. So as of that date, house is not fit to live in.
Right.
There is no water.
Right. So she can't, use the restroom, wash her face, wash her hands, take a shower. It's done.
Done. So from that day, once you report this claim to the insurance carrier, Okay. And if you're out of the house incurring an expense, that expense is reimbursable back to you. It's what's called an additional living expense.
Okay, so she's got to go find another place to live.
Well, for
they
now,
have to pay for it.
Correct.
Until they get her house in working condition so
correct.
She can live in it. She can have the running water and do all of that.
Correct, correct. So there's a lot of things happening. Right now, all she's doing is just not thinking about insurance because that's not what's on the top of
right.
a homeowner's mind at this time.
Right.
All they're doing is they're in triage mode,
mm-hmm.
fixing, repairing, calling plumbers, figuring things out. Okay. So the very first thing that goes through your mind is, how's insurance going to cover this?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So this is when you start getting into action, start figuring things out and strategizing, calling your plumbers, figuring out what needs to be done.
Okay.
So we can talk more about that in the next segment of the show.
Oh, wow. We're keeping the sewage thing up.
There's so much going on in that claim. I think that the audience would be, you know, cause we're walking through a case together right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm giving you, pointers and things that need to be done.
Oh yeah. This is great information for any homeowner listening.
100%.
Absolutely. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will continue our conversation about insurance claims and bad faith with our guest, lawyer Alex Cohen. So if you have any questions, go ahead and give us a call. 800-222-5222. You're listening to the Axe Law Hour with Danny Abeer and me, Lorraine Love, on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Running low on the stuff you need? Time for a Target run. We're here for all the big moments and the little ones too. Like whipping up the family pumpkin pie recipe with spices, blends, and extracts on sale, buy one, get one 50% off. Some post-pie coffee. Dunkin' Donuts ground coffee is on sale for $5.99. Just add a moisturizer, pick up Neutrogena skincare products, and get another one 25% off. Get in, out, and on your way. Target run and done.
Are you a property owner dealing with damage to your home or business and getting the runaround from your insurance company? Is the insurance company's assessment of the damage and payment on the claim ridiculous? Wondering if you have any recourse? The attorneys at Abeer, Cohen, Trezon, and Salo are ready to help. If you have questions about property claims, civil rights, personal injury, or need legal counsel, call the ACTS Law Firm. 833-ACTS-LAW. 833-ACTS-LAW. Or go to ACTSLAW.com. That's ACTSLAW.com.
The season of gratitude is upon us. Hey, it's Leanne Tweeden. Thanksgiving means spending time with family and friends. Whether the gathering is at your house or not, don't let that water heater make a turkey out of you. Call the pros at SoCal Plumbers 911. They work around your schedule. SoCal Plumbers 911 are available 24/7. Yep, even on holidays. So if your pipes get stuffed, they're the ones to trust. Save $50 with their KABC special. Dial 877-PLUMBER or go to SoCalPlumbers911.com.
Welcome back to the Axe Law Hour, helping you stop insurance company abuse at 800-222-5222.
This is Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome back to the Axe Law Hour, heard every Saturday at noon, providing you with solid information from our good friends at Axe Law Firm. That's A-C-T-S Law. Find them at axelaw.com. And if you have any questions, you're looking for any advice, go ahead and give us a call right now. 800-222-5222. I'm Lorraine Love, along with our host, Danny Abeer, and we have our guest host today, our guest lawyer, Alex Cohen. And just one more time, let's wish the veterans a very happy Veterans Day. The service they do, they are our true, true heroes.
Absolutely.
Completely.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for the veterans of, you know, our forces. They're amazing.
Protect and serve. That's what they do.
Protect and serve. And that's what they do, and makes us sleep much more comfortable at night.
Mm-hmm.
I love you guys. I appreciate it. Everything that you guys do.
And you know what kind of made me happy today? I get 8 million emails, but all these different emails I got today, you know, if you're a veteran, a free lunch here. If you're a veteran, a free meal here.
Oh,
if you're
really?
A veteran, a free drink, you know. And I'm not a veteran, but I was getting all these. And I'm like, you know, that's really great that that's what they're doing for the veterans today.
Absolutely.
So hats off to everybody who's chipping in for them, because they do deserve it.
Without a question.
Without a question.
The other thing I want to do is I want to have everybody who's listening to this show and uses Twitter to hashtag Go See Alex and see how many people. Because you know you can keep counting.
Yes.
Well, I'm curious to see how many people will actually hashtag Go See Alex.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. Your hashtag.
Competition is on. Let's do it.
If we could only get Jimmy Fallon or one of them to hashtag it, we'd be in.
Golden.
I know. Okay, so we were talking before the break about sewage.
Well, we were talking about what homeowners need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So mitigation of damages is one of the primary items that is listed in the insurance policies that you need to abide by. Okay. And the question is, what is mitigation of damages? And to every person, it's different.
Right.
You know, whatever you understand is the best thing to do, do that. So in this particular situation, we were talking about the sewage overflow.
Right.
So she thought about turning off the valve.
Mm-hmm. Which was smart.
Which was smart. And then also turning off the main.
Right.
Which was also smart.
Which we talked about. Make sure you know where the main valve is in your house.
Completely. What she didn't do, and she's not required to do, but I always encourage it. Okay. When a catastrophe occurs, you guys have to start creating a diary.
Okay. And does that include pictures always? Or?
If you can take pictures and videos, don't be shy. Take your pictures, take your videos, document the loss. No one is going to fault you for documenting the loss. In fact, it's going to help expedite the moving of your case forward. No one can say that this didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
In our particular situation here, client took all her fancy towels and sheets. Okay, and by the way, those are recoverable because those are considered total loss.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just what you used. Like, let's say you used a sheet to throw over this sewage, and the sheet, now you got to throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's part of a set, my argument is they owe for the entire set.
Even that makes sense. The comforter, the pillow shams,
completely,
the whole thing.
Because now it ruins the set. Mm-hmm. You don't have a full set anymore.
Right.
So, there is direct physical damage, even though there isn't direct physical damage to the other items, but it ruins the it ruins the set.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to pay for that. So you got to start documenting things like that, what you used, who you spoke to, who you called. All these particular information is going to be necessary.
Right.
In our particular situation, the insurance company wanted a recorded statement of everything that happened in this case. They requested phone records. Everything.
Oh, wow. To see who she called immediately after it happened?
Who did she call?
Oh, okay.
Who did she call? You know, and she had called using her cell phone. That means the identity of the callers will appear.
Mm-hmm.
That means they had questions about something, because when they arrived to investigate the loss, there was nothing there.
Right.
Okay. But as part of the investigation that my office had launched, okay, we immediately hired a hygienist to come and take swab samples, because she had cleaned it up, but you can't get everything. So we took swab samples of areas that were affected,
mm-hmm.
and sure enough, they came back with E. coli,
with
bacteria, with all sorts of sewage.
So it was totally contaminated.
It was, and so we have the evidence, because you can't clean everything.
No.
You know, you can do your best. This is a homeowner. It's not a professional sewage cleanup company. Mm-hmm. It's not the way it works.
Right.
So we had the evidence, but we asked the insurance company, please go ahead, launch your own investigation. And they did, and they contacted us. And guess what?
Theirs had no contamination.
No contamination.
Imagine that.
Shocking.
Shocking.
Yeah.
No contamination. I'm like, would you please kindly send me your report so I can see where your hygienist took samples from?
Right.
Okay. We asked you where to take samples from, but you didn't do it. You took it of elsewhere. So when you put it side by side and you take a look at the incompetent or lack of investigation that was done, you have to point that out.
Right.
Okay. So we're forwarding our own evidence saying something doesn't make sense.
Right.
Our hygienists say it does. We're more than welcome to have the hygienist meet oh, that won't be necessary. Fine.
Oh.
Okay. So there is contamination damage. But now guess what? So now the insurance company says, but you waited too long to report this incident.
Okay, so how long is too long?
There's no, look, the sooner you reported, the better.
Right. How long did she wait?
It took, by the time she hired an attorney and reported this claim, I think it was like 16 to 20 days, something around that ballpark.
Oh, that's not bad.
Not bad. That's within,
yeah.
It's more than reasonable. You got to see what she did.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We've had cases in the office where the person has reported it 9 months later and it still was.
Nine months later. Look, on homeowner claims, okay, generally speaking, and every policy is different,
right,
but there's a 1-year statute of limitation from the date of the occurrence until you have to file suit because it's a 1-year statute.
Okay.
It's contractual.
Okay.
It's not like a lot of people think these kind of claims have a 3-year statute of limitation, and they don't. It is a property damage, but because you're dealing with your own insurance company, it becomes contractual because there's a policy there.
Okay.
And those policies say there's only a 1-year statute of limitation. So I've had cases where I have reported a claim because the homeowner never knew that something like this would be covered by insurance.
Okay.
So in another particular case, there was like a roof leak.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So the homeowner didn't know, heard us on the radio, contacted us, and we reported the case 51 weeks after the date of incident. And in that case, there was no prejudice.
Right.
So if there is no prejudice to the insurance company, then the late reporting is not an issue.
Okay.
And even in that, and I would say, yes, that was significantly late
right,
to report that.
Right.
By the way, we're not saying you should be filing it late. Just
no.
No.
As soon as you can.
No, it's not just as soon as you can. It's do you have a claim? Have a professional investigate your loss.
Okay, so go through the steps.
So if there is a incident, a mm-hmm. catastrophe, fire damage, water damage, sewage backups, plumbing
right.
leaks, rain, wind damage, vandalism, mm-hmm. And the list goes on.
Right.
Earthquake damage, whatever. Okay?
Okay.
If there's some form of a catastrophe to your property, you first want to have an attorney investigate and determine, is there coverage? Okay? And what happened, first of all?
Right.
And within the what happened, is there coverage?
Okay.
So you have to analyze, an attorney has to analyze the facts, understand it, understand the insurance policies, and how that fact relates to whether or not there's coverage, and also go the distance in determining, even if there's coverage, are there any exclusions to this or any limitations? There has to be a comprehensive analysis done before you report a claim to an insurance company.
Okay.
That's my philosophy.
Okay, that makes sense.
It's more than just a question of making sure that you present it correctly. It's also a question of when somebody who's an expert looks at a claim, they can see whether this is something you should be reporting or not, because sometimes a claim may not be worth reporting.
Right.
And that's one of the things you need to look at. You look at the damage, you look at the fact that whether what your deductible
is right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And based on that, you may not necessarily want to file a claim or get an attorney, but if it doesn't cost you anything to take a look at it, you're better off having someone who is an expert take a look at it, see if this is something that you should be reporting, or even if there's coverage for it or not, because sometimes there isn't coverage for it, and then you're making a claim and it's not necessarily going to be a good thing for you.
So on those cases that are not worth reporting,
mm-hmm.
okay, that means the homeowner has the budget to repair it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
And when you do repair whatever it is that you guys repaired, make sure you keep the invoice and the checks. If you pay cash, get a receipt.
Okay.
That you did do repairs in a particular incident, so that they don't come back and say, so that the insurance company won't have an excuse, that God forbid if you have a future loss, they won't come back and say that these losses were caused by a different incident.
Right, right.
Okay, that you didn't let us know.
So document. Yep, keep that file with
keep
all that information.
Going.
Right.
Save it.
Which makes real sense, that's for sure.
Well, we're going to be off next week.
We are?
There's going to be a Kings game on the same time.
Oh, okay.
So the Axe Law Hour will be back in 2 weeks.
Okay, 2 weeks.
And
that's right around Thanksgiving, right?
Exactly. It's the weekend of Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. actually.
Yeah.
So we will look forward to that. We are very thankful for everybody listening to our show today, and we hope that it was knowledgeable and we learned something. And if there is any questions, you can always call us at the office.
Exactly. So thanks for joining us today, the Axe Law Hour. Knowledge is power, and power is knowledge. And we hope we've empowered you today. Make sure you tune in every Saturday at noon to hear more from our friends at Aubert, Cohen, Trezon, and Salo. The Axe Law Hour. That's ACTSLaw.com. Thank you so much to our host, Danny Abeer, and to our guest attorney, Go See Alex, hashtag that, from Axe Law. I'm Lorraine Love, and have a wonderful weekend. KABC 790.